Telltale, Dakota Folklife and Stories, is a collection of narratives describing the shared personal experiences and lore of life on the North Dakota Plains. From stories of blizzards, to the man who climbed to the top of a windmill to play his accordion, to the fate of Poker Jim, they originate from and are shaped by interviews with senior citizens, many of whom are in elder care facilities. If you sit around a table with elders at the Ave Maria Village in Jamestown, North Dakota, and ask how many of them grew up on family farms, chances are every hand at the table will rise, along with vivid memories of the favorite farm season, harvest, and threshing the grain in the fall of the year. The threshing of small grains, primarily wheat, was the final step in getting the crop to the mill and on to customers. The crop needed to be cut, then bundled, the bundles then stacked into shocks and dried, and finally fed into the thresher, where it was de-chaffed and the straw was baled.
They come and they put the machine down and then they put the bundles in, and pretty soon you had a big straw pile.
Straw pile, yeah.
This left the grain ready for delivery and the remaining straw to be used as feed and bedding for livestock. At the heart of all this was the thrashing machine, which ran continuously and sounded like...
just like a train going through a city, a train roaring all the time. Yeah.
Not every farm was fortunate enough to have a thrasher, so farm families would band together and help one another. They would finish the job on one farm, and then everyone would move on to the next. Thrashing was not without danger. People broke bones and lost limbs or worse when the drive belt became loose and flew off. Injuries occurred.
I knew a guy had a hook on his arm.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that came from a belt that wrapped, you know. Then after that, he had a hook, you know, and the evening he took that off.
Everyone was involved, even the young people.
Kids are at about 15, 16 years old, and we knew how to haul bundles and take it to the middle of the field and to be thrashed, you know.
The thrashing machine was placed a distance from its power source, and it was connected by a long drive belt, 30 feet or more. In the early days, they were powered by steam engines that ran on coal. Later on, tractors were used as the power source. The job of bringing in the grain from each farm could go on for up to a week, depending on the weather and the size of the farm, but the need for feeding the crew never stopped.
Well, you had to have breakfast and lunch and dinner and lunch and
beer.
Making food all the time.
All the food came from the participating farms. Some was brought in, potluck style, but most was prepared there at the farm.
One made the pies and one made the potatoes and... you all had your jobs.
Cooking was usually done right there at the farmhouse kitchen, typically on a kerosene stove with three burners. Having enough workspace was always an issue. Extra tables and counters were made out of planks of wood. While the women who did the cooking had as hard a job as any, it was also a good time, a chance to catch up with friends and chat about, well, everything. And chat they did.
Funny we got any food done.
During the day, lunches would be delivered to the fields and was usually sandwiches or fried chicken along with cookies and cake. In the evenings, after work for the day had ended and the evening meal was consumed, social interaction peaked.
The guys brought a keg of beer out there.
Oh, yeah.
The evenings, yeah.
It was so hot, they were so glad they could get a beer or anything cold.
Yeah.
They were happy to get it.
And, of course, there was music.
We had one guy that played the accordion most of the time in the evenings.
Accordions were the popular instrument of the day, but not everyone just sat in a corner and played. One man's grandfather would put his accordion on his back and then climb up to the very top of the windmill and then begin to play for the crowd.
Right, and he played an accordion and he could play like you never heard before.
Looking back on harvest and the thrashing season, all agreed on two things. First, it's good to help your neighbors. In fact, they all just took that part for granted. Second, hard work is its own reward, a reward made sweeter by sharing the accomplishments in those fields with family and with friends.
That's all I would say. I love the farm.
No matter what, you love the farm.
Yeah, you're
right.
Produced in partnership with the Ave Maria Village in Jamestown, North Dakota, and Dakota Legacy. This project is supported in part by a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, which receives funding from the North Dakota State Legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts.